Hi, this is Raina Brown, and I am bringing something totally awesome to the table this time. This podcast is in dedication to a wonderful friend of mine and a confidant and a trusted mentor. His name is Jeffrey Dunn. He's from the Guiding Eyes for the Blind Institute. Many of you guys might know him. He is an awesome man. He has been one that has been a major asset and a major help to my business, and he has been there through some of the toughest times. He's been one to pick me up when things were rough, and I just thought, because he's done so much, that he should be recognized for it, and everybody should know about the goodness that he has done. He gets some massive reputation points. So, I thought it would be fair that I did this podcast in sole dedication to Jeffrey Dunn from the Guiding Eyes Institute. Okay, what I am bringing to you guys today is a presentation about the NBX Audio Converter. I know for a fact that this software is going to be a major, major hit because a lot of us love playing on our computers. We love messing with sound files and we love to copy and convert music. So this is going to definitely be a hit. It's 100% accessible. Blind people can use it. It works with the JAWS program, and it is just absolutely fabulous. It only costs $20 to purchase. It's a lifetime purchase. When you purchase the software, the information such as the registration code will be sent to your email. I suggest you archive it in that email, and you save it for life. Because if your computer ever crashes, you can use that same code. And you can just register the software all over again when you need to reinstall it. So archive it in your inbox. Most emails have a search tool where you will be able to search for that particular email and pull it up, or they have folders where you can organize things. It all depends on the provider, but I would suggest you archive it in your email. Don't save it on your computer, because if you save it on your computer, computers crash, data gets lost, and it would be a disaster. I'm sure that you can contact the reseller and you can get your order information, but who wants that hassle? Anyways, enough of that. My point is, it's very inexpensive, it's very affordable, almost any of us could afford it, and we could have a blast converting our files. Basically, the software will allow you to convert files into 5 different formats, and I believe they are WAV, MP3, AVV, WMA, and VOX files. Yes, that's what they are. The WAV files, MP3, WMA, AVV, and the VOX files. Okay, so basically, let's say you're one of those junkies that loves to change the things on your computer. You love to change your sound scheme. You love to change the voices. You kind of have a whole lot of fun. You do what I love to do. I love to do that. You know, I love playing with my computer and making all these changes and having a blast. So let's say you do that. And you're on the internet and you're searching for sound bites that you can put onto your system so that you could upload them and change the sound scheme. Now let's say you're only finding those in MP3 format. You need the files to be in WAV format in order for them to work with Windows to change your sound scheme. Well, you have a solution. Download any MP3 file that's a soundbite. Open up NBX Audio Converter. Select the file type from the drop-down box, the combo box. Select WAV. Okay. Then you would find the button. You would tab over to the button that says Add. Press the space bar or the Enter key on Add. Then you will be presented with an option to search for your file or to browse. Just like you would if you were uploading something to your email or uploading something to your MySpace or the web or whatever. You would find that particular file and then you would open it. Well, you would press the open or you would press the go key, whatever it's labeled. And then it would add it to the list. Continue to do this until all the files that you want are added. Then when you're finished, you press the start button. The start button is going to start the process with you converting the files. When it says okay, it's not going to read the dialog box. You'll have to push Insert B to read it. It doesn't read it by default, which I don't understand why, but you can push Insert B and read the dialog box when it says OK. It'll tell you that your software or that your files are done converting to the format that you've specified. And then it's going to open an output folder. What I would advise you to do is to move those files from the output folder into a folder that you create in My Music or My Documents. Basically, create the folder in My Music or My Documents, open it up, go back to the output folder, select all the files in the output folder by pushing Control A, okay? Then push Control C for copy. All those files will be copied to the clipboard. You go back over to your desired folder that you created in My Music and My Documents, and you push Control B, as in Victor, and it will move those files over. Once you see that those files are already there, go back to your folder, and you can delete the output files by selecting all by pushing Control A, and then pressing the delete key. Of course, the prompt will come up asking you if you wish to do this, specify that you do, and it's gone. Now, if you want to cut the files from the folder, it would move them and it would not require you to go back and delete them. You know, basically going to the output folder, pushing Control A, alright, then Control X, that would cut it to the clipboard, and then moving over to the desired folder that you created and pushing Control V as in Victor. Then you won't have to go back to the output folder and delete the files because it would have cut them from there and it would remove them entirely. Basically, after all the files are out of your output folder, you just close it up with an Alt F4 and you're good to go. And then you have the files that are converted into the format that you desired. It's just that easy. It's real simple, it's really cool, and you'll have a blast. There are many, many, many sites that will allow you to download NBX Audio Converter. If you do a Google search, N as in Nancy, B as in Butler, X as in xylophone, or X-ray, and then you, of course, space audio space converter in your Google search box, you're going to get a whole bunch of sites to pop up. Basically, I would trust download.com, considering it is held by CNET, which is a very trusted technology and computer network. Click the link under Google that says download.com. And basically follow the instructions from there that is accessible to download, and you will have a blast. If you have any further questions about this software, please feel free to contact me. I'm going to leave my information open. I love to hear feedback on my podcast. I'm really thoroughly glad that you guys enjoyed my Magic Jack podcast, and I'm so glad I could share that with the community and it could help you guys. And, you know, I'm going to continue to churn out things that I know will be of great help, that I know that will be a major hit, and I know that will be awesome and popular. So, any feedback is necessary. I love it. I love to hear if I did good or bad. What could I have done to improve? Did I suck real majorly bad? You know, do you want me to share something else? Feedback is awesome. I love to hear from the people that listen to me. I love my listeners. And so, I am a very open person. I love getting contacts. I don't care. If you were a weirdo, I would just say stop calling me. It's that simple. My number's all over the internet anyways. My website's, you know, all over the internet too. I could be contacted through my company website, so I don't really care who contacts me. So, my email is WAL, D as in David, ORF as in Frank, P as in personal, C as in computer, @gmail.com. It's WaldorfPC@gmail.com. Again, I'll spell it for you. WALD as in David, ORF as in Frank, P as in personal, C as in computer, @gmail.com. If you choose to talk to me directly, I understand, because it's a lot better when you can get a personal voice on the end of that phone line. Feel free to call me at 301-535-3733. Again, I can be reached at 301-535-3733. I'll say the number one last time, so take it down. It's 301-535-3733. I look forward to hearing from you guys and have a good old time downloading this accessible audio conversion program.